Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Breaking news. We just talked about this on the show. About an hour and 15 minutes ago. After 53 days, the winner of the $1.3 billion Mega Millions jackpot has come forward.
Oh,
like right after we talked about it.
There it is.
They did it.
Who are they?
The couple wishes to remain anonymous.
Oh, you losers. You guys, listen.
The $1.3 billion is reduced to $780.5 million on the lump sum option. And then after they take taxes, they will receive $453 million, all said and done. Not a bad day of work.
No.
That's beautiful.
And we don't even get to recognize them?
I don't think they want to be recognized.
Yeah, but why do you care? That's their life.
Why do you care so much about them?
Because you want to see what they look like.
I don't.
Yeah.
They all look the same.
What do you
random
picture?
Person.
They're people.
Random
what do you
American.
Picture? Do you picture them in their 50s, 60s? Are they in their 30s?
Older.
Yeah.
Late 50s, early 60s.
I think a balding guy.
And you
gray
can have
hair,
any thought you want.
But I want to know who they are.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah,
your life
gets upset
is just
about weird
totally
stuff.
Different.
Mm-hmm. Whose is? Mine?
No, theirs.
Not yeah, no, totally different. Yeah.
$500 million different.
I mean, they built a house with cash.
Here is Amber from Toledo, Ohio, who sent this voicemail or left it last night.
Hi, Bobby. Morning, studio. Still kind of bad, but I heard your last Never Gonna Get It segment on the radio last week, and I heard it on the radio station this morning locally, and I called in and won a gift card to a local restaurant. Is that cheating? Love your show.
They played it later.
So I got a couple things to say about this. One, we found that somewhere. Who knows? So somebody obviously heard it and used it again on another show, another station.
I got it.
Which is fine. Secondly, why are you listening to another station in the morning?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I hear that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's wrong.
That's wrong.
Oh, so y'all heard another station. I heard that she heard it again on the local station, did it as a question thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, but couldn't it be a station we're on as well? Her local station?
But in the morning, we'd be on.
Oh, it was in the morning. I didn't know if it was.
Yeah, she just said morning.
Okay.
She said the other morning.
I know she heard it on our show.
Ray,
okay.
Ray, will you please play it back?
Hi, Bobby. Morning, studio. Still kind of bad, but I heard your last Never Gonna Get It segment on the radio last week, and I heard it on the radio station this morning locally, and I called in and won a gift card to a local restaurant. Is that cheating? Okay. Love your show.
Is that a punishment?
Me? No, I heard, no, because I heard it differently. It is not.
I'm
going to
use that excuse for now on. I heard it differently. No, Your Honor, I heard it differently.
I can't argue that.
Okay, here's what I know. Local stations do different things during our show, during commercial breaks, during whatever.
I think she would have said your station. It doesn't
or
matter.
Or is it, was it 10 a.m. when the, is that still morning? In the mid-morning.
Yeah, she's really struggling
here. I used to host a show on Kiss FM from 10 to noon.
And that's not called a morning show.
10 to noon.
It's called a midday show.
I heard it this morning on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, and 11 a.m. could still be morning.
I know, guys. This, listen.
She knows she wasn't listening and she messed up.
I was listening. I just misunderstood what she was saying. I didn't hear that she was cheating on us.
Here is the thing. Number one. Somebody heard us do it and took it and did it themselves. That's great. We don't own trivia.
I want her to call back and tell us.
Number two. Why are you listening to somebody else? Number three. Hey, no, I'd have done the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
100%.
The end.
So, all right.
And good for you. We're happy you won. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, so there's that. I got a list of stuff that we're going to do. Next up. Eddie, you're watching the football game with your kids, and you see someone that you know.
Yeah. Our drummer from church. It's a girl drummer, and she stands out because she's really good, and she's a girl drummer, and even my kids know who she is, and we're watching Sunday Night Football, and there she is with Carrie Underwood. They show, waiting all day for
she's
Sunday.
She's your church's drummer?
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And so my kids are like, hey, guys, that's our drummer from church. And so we all got excited. Yeah, so I guess on Sundays she drums for the Lord, and then every other day she drums for Carrie.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool, dude.
Both are cool. The Lord
that's legit.
Both are pretty cool. That's pretty cool of your kids to recognize her and go, that's her on TV.
Yeah.
Because then they think at church, that maybe it gives them more reason to think going to church is cool.
Totally.
See how it comes back around?
I love that. But at the same time, I'm just like, that's amazing that like in this town, you never know who's playing like at church, who that guitarist is. That guitarist is probably playing with Luke Combs on the weekends.
Yeah, there was a few weeks ago somebody playing at church and they were so good. And I think Eddie was sitting next to me and I was like, they're better than people come on our show.
You did say that during the service.
He's playing piano and I was singing and I was like, oh, he's better. That guy's better than people that come on our show.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Most times, honestly.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And still really great people come in here, but it was like elite type stuff. Next up, Raymundo has started using a woman's golf club. Why ISO?
Well, I went into Dick's and I was looking
why
for
do you a- say that with such
you know why.
I know. It's Dick's Sporting Goods, but it's like you just wanted to emphasize Dick's.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I was trying all the putters. I did the Scotty Camerons. They have it, the Pings. I tried it. And I ended up concluding that the Susie Cameron fit my hands and was actually more comfortable than the male version, the Scotty Cameron.
Is it because you're little?
Yeah, and it's shorter. It's 33 inches. So I asked the guy, is it okay if a man uses a woman's putter? And he goes, dude, if you hit it straight and you can putt and sink it, it doesn't matter as long as your buddies don't razz you on the course. So I got the Susie Cameron. It's awesome.
What color is it again?
It's purple.
It's purple.
I'm not going to hate it at all because just look at the last couple things that I've done. I had a pair of shoes I really liked. They didn't have them in men's. So I went and bought 13 and a halfs in women. So I'll rock those.
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing them with Eddie hiking in the woods. 4 or 5 days ago.
I didn't think twice about them.
They're awesome. No,
they're really cool.
And I wouldn't have cared if you thought twice about them.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
And like, they're pink on the... I love pink.
They are pink.
I love pink. It's one of my favorite colors for clothes. And then I got a women's watch that I wear now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought when I ordered it, it was bigger and it wasn't. It's a woman's watch. And so I wear that and I'm proud of it. Eddie saw me wearing it yesterday. Did you think it looked dainty like a woman?
No. I didn't think twice about it.
But when I pointed it out, then did you go, oh yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, that's a woman's
watch.
Smaller than normal.
But I don't give a crap.
I know.
So have at it. If you like it, rock it.
Yep. Don't rule out the women's section at Dick's.
Don't rule out the women's section at JCPenney. Wait, what? That was my... Yes, I mean, right. Dick's.
Oh, boy.
There's that. The dumb debate of the day, as presented by Amy. The question is, do you lock your doors at night? How did this come up?
It came up because a friend of mine doesn't lock her doors at night.
Weird.
And I thought, is this even a question? I thought everybody locked their doors these days.
She live somewhere where there's no... crime and security everywhere?
She grew up somewhere like that, but as did I. And we didn't always have our door locked, so I always thought, oh, this is cool. But as an adult and as I've grown and as I know the way of the world, I lock my door. All the doors, all the time.
Yeah, we didn't lock our doors growing up either.
Yeah.
But I lock every door all the time now. I mean, I lock it in the daytime sometimes.
Yes,
just
daytime.
Because I don't want some random coming up to the door and coming into the house. So... Yeah, unless somebody's expected to come over, the door stays locked all the time.
You know, she said it's not. She can go to sleep. If she knows her front door's unlocked and she's already in bed, like if I'm in bed and I think my front door's unlocked, I have to go check. She said she can fall asleep.
Yeah, no, I am so OCD. I check every door. I go walk through the house every day, every night. I have also had some issues with security, meaning people broken into my house. I've had threats and been jumped, la, la, la. So that's probably why I'm constantly locking doors. But Lunchbox, you kind of had a weird face when Amy was talking about that.
Yeah, I don't lock doors. When we go on vacations, we didn't lock doors as kids. So I just never lock my door when I'm an adult. My wife, that is one of our main fights.
She wants to keep the kids safe? Oh, I dang her.
No.
She wants the doors locked. And if I forget to lock them or what, I can't believe you went to bed without the doors locked. I'm like, no one came in. It's not a big deal. Like, she'll lock it. She'll get.
Well, I can't believe that somebody is.
I know. I didn't really.
She gets home from the grocery store and locks it. I'm like, we're inside. What are you doing? So, like.
I guess my question would be, because you're acting angry and aggressive about it. I get it if you don't lock your doors, if you feel safe, but why be aggressive or loud about if she does? I mean, it's no work except
you just
to go
lock it.
Just like this. There you go.
Oh, here's the annoying part. Like, I'll go walk the dog and she'll leave and lock the door. So then guess what? I got to call her. Hey, guess what?
I got a feeling that's not an accident.
I am stuck outside.
You can take the key with you. Kind of weird, but
also, I don't lock the door.
Let's say nobody ever comes in. Nobody ever comes in.
Exactly.
Except one time.
Okay. So,
except one time. And they come in and murder everybody.
Guess what? They're going to come in either
way. You got
way.
Murdered, yeah.
They're going to come in either way.
No, yeah. Actually, if they're like, oh, this is unlocked. If it's locked, they're probably
They don't go door to door checking for unlocked doors.
They do for cars.
Kidding? Yeah, they
do. Cars, yes, because they're in the
homes,
too. Why wouldn't they for homes? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
If it's harder to get in, you don't think they're going to give up?
Guys.
Take it from a criminal.
Oh, okay.
You would know.
I am not a door locker. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry you guys are so paranoid about life.
But just don't be angry at her for wanting to have the
door
locked.
It is so frustrating.
I can't believe on this national or podcast situation we're doing right now, he's admitting he doesn't lock his door.
He also doesn't believe in like doorbell cameras either.
No, I will never get a doorbell camera.
He just keep money stashed in all these places in his house.
This is, I mean, every criminal listening right now is like,
All they have to do is criminals everywhere follow you home from
getting aroused. Dicks.
I don't want to give anybody an idea.
Well, you already did.
You did, yeah.
You already did.
You saying that did more than what he was saying.
Yeah, but I'm not a criminal and I thought of that.
But you saying that did more than him saying that.
Okay.
Because maybe he's doing 3 years ago story. Hmm. You never know, because sometimes we time shift stuff as to not allow any sort of security risk.
That's right.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll post on Instagram, I'm somewhere. A week later,
smart.
Just so someone doesn't come and murder me and know where I am.
Yeah.
Or even a day later. Never. I really do a week.
A week.
Because I forget.
That's a long time.
Mostly I'll forget. If I could remember, I would do that crap.
Rob you of your women's watch. Because that's what happened to that rapper.
Why
somewhere?
Would you say that? Why are you
I mean, right why would you give someone an idea? You just gave
or
two
Or wait
ideas.
Outside your car at this address when you walk out at this exact time and know how much money you have in your wallet, this exact amount.
Whatever. I don't know. I saw that Charlemagne posted something about somebody that posted they were at Waffle House and people pulled up and got him.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why they were warning against real-time posts of where you are.
Which is why I don't normally do that.
That's right. That's why.
It's like that one rapper in Florida that posted, hey, haters, I'm out in the parking lot. Come get me.
And they
got him.
They got him.
Oh, gosh. Well,
let's play who's the most and least courteous on the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep your own points here and be honest.
You got
it. Oh, we're writing something down.
Be honest.
So we're evaluating ourselves?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Do you hold the door for the person behind you?
Absolutely.
One, always. Two, sometimes. Three, rarely. Four, never. If you're listening to this, you can do this as well. Do you step outside to answer phone calls when in a restaurant? One, always. Two, sometimes. Three, rarely.
Is there a four on that one, never?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rare or never, it's the same. Okay. Same one. Do you use your phone while dining with family and friends? One, never. Two, rarely. Three, sometimes. Four, always.
Four.
Oof. That's going to really affect my answer on that one.
It just changed dramatically.
When someone you don't know is rude to you, you tend to, A, give them a pass. One, I should say one. One, give them a pass. Two, do nothing, but hold it against them later. Or three, be rude right back.
all about revenge.
Yep.
My number's getting high. Yeah. Do you ever let someone in front of you in the grocery line?
No, never.
One, often. Two, sometimes. Three, rarely. Four, never. Last question. When meeting someone, you tend to be early. One, on time. Two, late. Three. Oh, man. All right, add your scores up, guys.
Right. I'm
yeah,
in.
I really got on one of those.
Yeah.
A phone one that's like, do you use a phone with your friends and family? I need like a 5. Like, I'd rather do that than eat with him.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Mine's like when there's a football game on, I always keep it on.
Yeah. Okay, total score, Amy.
10.
7 to 10 points, moderately courteous.
Oh,
Eddie.
That's moderate.
12.
12 to 15 points, inconsiderate sometimes.
Dang.
Slightly courteous.
We just had this lesson with my kids, too, about being courteous.
Lunchbox.
17.
Discourteous. Not courteous at all.
Everybody here, can I did get one too. When the opening the door, I'm going to tell you a fun game you should do. When people are out far enough away where you shouldn't hold the door for them, and you hold it so they feel guilty and they kind of jog to get
door
the door.
Sprints.
It's really fun to
forced
see.
Forced door sprints.
Yes.
Interesting.
It is so fun.
And that's why you're not courteous.
I got a 12. So I'm in that with Amy in the moderately courteous. You had to have 6 points to get extremely courteous, and none of us were close there.
Dang.
No, that was.
So the door one, always.
Yeah.
Anybody else get always?
Yeah.
Always.
Okay. Lunchbox, what do you do?
I do it sometimes. Like I said, because I like to play that game where you mess with people and they had to run the door sprints.
Do you step outside to answer phone calls?
No.
Sometimes.
I did never. Sometimes. And you did lunchbox never. Do you use your phone while dining with friends or family? I got a 4. Yeah. That's
sometimes.
My 4.
I said sometimes.
I said always.
Yeah.
Yeah. When someone you don't know is rude to you, who did give them a pass?
I did.
One? You did? One? Yeah. I did do nothing but hold it against them later.
But I did.
Yeah, hard.
Oh. I'm just rude right back.
Sometimes I tell Scuba, like if somebody's like not cool with this, that's cool. Hey, buddy. That's okay. We'll accept that. But you better believe they're going to come to us and want something.
Uh-huh.
And when they do, nope, it ain't happening. Like I like to say, tit.
4.
Tat.
Love it.
Oh.
What about grace?
Well, you had another word in
no,
mind?
No. I didn't know where
we
were going.
We do nothing.
That.
We're nice about it. But you better believe, if we're not working together, we ain't working at all. And that's what it is. Do you ever let someone in front of you at the grocery line?
No.
I put
no.
a 2 sometimes. If they don't have a lot of stuff, if I've got 15, 22 items, and someone has 3, I'm like, go ahead. No problem.
What if the line's got,
I got a question.
3
what,
people
what does
in front
that save them? It saves them 2 minutes.
Like, they no, can it may save them 12.
Ugh.
And also, why are they going to wait? They have 3 things. It'll take them, doot, 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 pay, go.
Mm-hmm.
With me, it's a little different. Then I don't want that in the bag. I want to take it with me. I want to drink it right now.
Yeah.
I want the gum on top. You know, I got all these little... They call me the Beyonce of the grocery line.
Really?
Yeah, I got all these little things I need to happen.
Man, hey, the other day, I was in that line or whatever, and it was like 40 people long, and then they opened the new
40?
One. I mean, it was...
40 people at the grocery store?
It was Target. It was only one cashier open out of like 20. And so somebody pulled up, was like, turn on the light. We're open over here. Dude, I sprinted. And we were in a race, and I was like... Rah! And I was the first one there. I'm like, yeah, screw you guys.
That's a good story.
Getting out of here.
All right, next up.
We could have done without that one.
No, it's a good story.
Is that what you're saying, Bobby? Bobby said
I liked it. Hey, I liked it, Eddie.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it was good. It was good, buddy. Good thing it was on the post show, though.
Okay. Yeah.
I liked it for the post show.
That boring clip.
I like it for the post show.
Okay.
A Corvette owner from Nashville has claimed the Guinness record for driving a mile the fastest in reverse.
How fast?
He did a mile in 1 minute and 15 seconds at an average speed of almost 50 miles an hour in reverse.
Wow.
Fox News. That seems dangerous. Yeah. I'm assuming all the kids are off the road.
Yeah.
Or do they make it harder and they put kids in strollers?
Okay.
You have to dodge all that stuff too.
Oh, I can't even go. I back out.
Yeah, you
about
hit stuff
how far
here.
As I can go in reverse. Yeah.
And sometimes you can't do that.
I can.
Sometimes though, you hit stuff.
That's what's crazy to
there.
Me is sometimes there's supposed to be sensors on the car, and sometimes they don't go off.
Yeah, when you're going
you've
fast,
already bumped into
are you
thing.
Just are you closing your eyes and just listening for scents? All right, I'm gonna go ahead and back up now. She focused on just listening to a sensor, and
huh.
I mean, you're not really supposed to use the camera as your only backup, or if you
the
have
camera
one of those.
And the
beep, beep, beep. But yeah, but that's really eyes first.
Well, on the dash too, it tells me if I'm orange or red, and I can normally go to red.
Why are
no,
you pushing
you're
it?
Not supposed
why
to go to red.
Why are you pushing
red?
It?
Oh, boy.
But she's like, I have no idea why I keep hitting stuff. Oh, we're getting gosh. In wrecks. A home's for sale in Washington, D.C. It comes with one cousin.
What?
My nose is itching like
crazy. A human cousin?
What is it? What does the itchy nose mean? Somebody's talking about you? Or is that anything I think that itches?
That's your ears are burning.
That's the ears. Mm. Ears are burning.
What does itchy nose mean? Mm. You know what my wife did? She took this stick and she put wax on it. Because I will jerk my nose hairs out just straight up. If it's getting long, I don't like it. But I try to, boom, I just rip them out and it hurts. But I'll do it all the time. I think people at traffic lights think I'm weird because I'll just rip it out and then go, oh! And they'll see me do it. But my wife's like, okay, we're done with this. So she got some kind of stick and there was wax on it. And she shoved it up my nose and it hardens a bit. And then she ripped it out of my nose.
Oh, yeah.
That's gosh. Waxing.
You waxed your nose.
You waxed your nostrils.
You happened. Shouldn't have admitted that.
Wow, dude, that's crazy. I never heard of that.
And
it was awesome.
I like that.
It hurt for a brief second and it got them all at once.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. And then you look at it and you just, sometimes you use the bathroom, you look in there and you're like, dang.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing with that stick.
You're I didn't do that with my ears because my ears, I'm getting a lot of hair in there.
Ugh.
You wax your ears? Is that
no,
a thing?
I would love to.
They have to barber my, like when I go get my hair cut, the back of my lobes.
Yeah, man.
Those things grow.
And
like
you don't
crazy.
See that.
I know. Itchy nose is a sign that someone's saying bad things about you behind your back. What the?
Or you're about to receive some money.
Oh.
You have a secret admirer.
Oh, okay. It can be anything.
People a gifted like, advisor confirms why you have an itchy nose. What?
I don't know.
Anyway,
infection, allergy.
There's a house that has a cousin. It's listed for $664,000, but the listing says seller's cousin lives in the house. Arrangements are being made to get him out of the property. He may prove tough to allow entry. It's buyer's responsibility to evict him if possible.
That's funny.
That's pretty good.
That is funny. A man receives a surprising substitution on Amazon, and the substitution was a gun. A Colorado man ordered some screen mesh from Amazon. Screen mesh, a screen door.
Okay.
Stuff that goes in there. Just look at the meshy stuff. I'm not sure if it was being used for a door, but that's kind of a meshy stuff. He wanted to repair a damaged door at his house, but he ended up with a 20-gauge shotgun instead.
Dang.
Amazon does not sell firearms, but the tracking number Thompson received for his initial order did not match the one box containing the shotgun. Amazon's also investigated the incident and credited him with the cost of the mesh and an additional $250.
Weird.
He got a gun. They don't sell guns. So something's up there.
Yeah. It was supposed to go to his neighbor.
Yeah, something's up there.
Wild.
That's from CBS News. Yeah, Amazon ain't involved in that, is my prediction.
Right.
A guy flew 1,800 miles to buy the new iPhone a few hours early.
What a loser.
A guy flew to Dubai to get the new iPhone 14 hours before he could have gotten it if he just stayed home. The new iPhone 14 came out last Friday. Boy, they're flying out hot and heavy now, right?
Yeah, they come out every 6 months, I feel like.
It's not even like a big deal as much anymore because they come out just rapidly. New one, new one, new one, new one. And then they aren't containing big breakthroughs. They're just small stuff, so nobody really feels the need to, I got to go with a new one. You just get the new one if you need a new phone, basically, right?
Yeah. Right, because I mean, it used to be people get out there at 3 a.m. before the store opened, lines would be down the block. But now it's like, whatever.
He spent $1,600 on the phone itself, another $500 on plane tickets.
He had only $500 to fly to Dubai.
He had a 13 in his pocket, but wanted a 14. He only got it a few hours early. By the time he gets home, he could have got it at home.
Right.
Yeah.
For all that. So there you go, people. If that's what you love,
go for it.
And you got the money to do it, you ain't hurting anybody. Go do it. Not my cup of tea, but go do it. A man tried to check that the queen was in the coffin.
Stop it.
Like he looked in there?
Yeah, he tried to grab the flag that's draped over the queen's coffin as she laid in state. He was like, I don't think she's dead. And he wanted to check for himself. I get it.
Curiosity.
You wouldn't do that, though.
Uh-huh. He was granted bail on condition he remains in a mental health hospital until his next court hearing.
Oh, man.
Doctors assessed that he was not fit to take part in proceedings where he appeared charged with two different offenses under the Public Order Act. That is from the BBC. So there's that. What? Let me go look here. So earlier in the show, I put a curse on the Clemson football team. Apparently somebody died already this week there or something. I don't know.
What?
Let me go see.
Oh, boy.
I might have to take my curse back.
I do not like that.
I might have to take my curse back for a week or so.
That's just bad timing, dude.
I know. They were like, don't you do research? I was like, I do not. Mm. Mike, can you find out?
But I mean,
I don't know. Is that what it is?
Okay, but you put
I think that it's a sister of a player maybe too. I see on there.
Oh dear.
It was a week ago. No, that's South. Oh, okay, hold on. I thought it was University of South Carolina. There is a student, but I have not. This is the football team. I mean, I need to see if I need to feel bad for cursing the team. Let me read about this. I mean, classic me, right? I give a curse and they're like, he didn't research it. The coroner has identified the person at a gas station. Clemson student. That doesn't have to do with the football team, right?
I mean, I see that one of the players is back with the team. They were joined back on Monday after his sister died.
Yeah, that
she
sucks
died like
too.
2 weeks ago or a week ago. So that was before the.
That does suck.
Well, yeah.
And I'm very sorry. Okay, then I still feel like my curse has nothing to do with that.
It does not have
anything
to do with
that. Okay, cool. Curse still on.
Yeah.
The football team. Hope everybody's safe and nobody gets injured. But if maybe they don't score, they don't cover. If they don't score all the touchdowns they should, if they drop in the rankings, they go to overtime, they lose. Hey, yeah. That's showbiz, baby.
Yeah, it's not like a really, really bad one.
Just making sure. Well, what isn't?
The curse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's only
for wins and losses.
Well, maybe they score a little less and get a little worried about next week.
But not injuries,
nothing like that. It's also just a dumb bit. Yeah. I was feeling pretty bad when I saw that.
Yeah.
I hit the link and I was like, oh, great. Of course I did something stupid. And yes, it is stupid, but not as stupid as I thought it could be.
Right.
Where then I just felt terrible. But yes, that is tragic that both of those people lost their lives. Mm-hmm. But the curse has nothing to do with that. Right. All on the same page, right?
I agree.
Yes.
I was a little worried there for a second. Let's see. Is there anything else that I want to bring up here? Mike, have I forgotten anything? Yeah, I feel like we did pretty good here. Why don't we meet it? We just, on tomorrow's show, Mitchell Tenpenny will be in to perform. He was in last week and his voice was blown. He literally was just here. We just recorded it. Man, that guy can sing, huh?
Yeah.
So good.
He leaves. He's so good. It makes it seem so easy that I feel like I can sing when he's done.
Me too.
And then I'm quickly reminded I cannot.
Try it.
Why don't we meet in the middle? Sing the birds and I send do. Why don't you talk about you?
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
It's not bad.
Thank you very
not
much.
Not as good as Mitchell, but it's
okay.
Good.
All right. That's what's up. Thank you, guys. Two quick notes. Number one, Friday, Amy's doing a podcast event, and that event goes on sale on Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time. You can go to bobbybones.com. I would just recommend you go there. Morgan, you'll have that up there, right?
It's already up there.
Easier to say.
Yep.
And so you can find the link to the tickets there, and it'll be in Wichita, Kansas. She's doing her Four Things podcast. So if you'd like to go to that in November, what's that date?
November 5th.
Then you can get tickets on Friday.
Saturday.
Well, you just said Saturday. I have to get tickets on Friday, so you just confused everybody.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, get tickets on Friday.
Yeah.
The show will be
on Saturday. Right.
Okay.
I'll let you talk.
Yeah, thank you. so there's that. Secondly, I don't have any more shows because the one in Nashville sold out on the 22nd, and then I'm playing The Win on December 5th, and that sold out, which I'm super pumped about because that's a big theater. That's a big fancy place.
Mm-hmm.
We are working to see if we can do a second show on the Friday before that Saturday show. I don't know if we can. I don't even know if I feel comfortable doing a second show because I feel good and I feel accomplished that people are going to come to the show. And I feel good too because we donate, for every ticket sold, we work with an animal shelter here, as the one that we got Ella from that saves dogs. And so that's also really cool that I'm able to do. And we have all this merch tied. So there's all these elements. Like I'm proud of it. I'm proud of the show. I think the show is good. We're able to give back with the show. Eddie's going to show up and play. George Burge is going to play. But if I do another show, I just get stressed about tickets again. And I'm like, can I just celebrate the fact that we crushed one?
Mm-hmm.
But then people are like, we weren't able to get them in time.
And
it sold out in like a day and a half. You got to do another show. So it's, do I want to put myself and make myself vulnerable again?
Another show.
I just stress every time. I've done 10,000 shows.
I get it.
And every time I'm like, nobody's going to come and this is when it all ends for me. And tickets will not sell. And any shows I'm ever going to do forever or canceled because nobody likes me anymore. That's me every time.
But that's not true.
But that's every single time I put ticket. I've sold out this theater here in Nashville, and it's close to 1,000 people 4 times, right? So we put tickets on for this 5th show, and I told Morgan, number one, I was like, this show's probably not going to sell. So let's start getting ready for our excuse if we have COVID and can't do it.
You make it up.
Because I ain't going to prove I didn't. And she's like, why do you say this? And I'm like, because I never expect it. And 2, I'm always shocked by it. And she's like, it's going to sell. Fine. But who knows? It may not sell. But most people don't sell out every show. So even if it sells 75%, that's a win.
Correct.
She's like talking me down from my anxiety ledge. And then it sells out in like 6 hours. And she's like, I told you. And I'm like, yeah, but if we did it again, it would not sell for sure.
Oh, boy.
She's like, just enjoy it. It's like 10 years younger than me. She's having to be old. She's having to be my therapist.
Voice of reason.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what's up. The Sore Loser's doing a show today.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, cool. Good promo there. And I guess what's up. You guys check that out. And we will see you. We will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.